Okay. Vatshuva Revius on page Membeis, the second column. Vatshuva Revius. He Shemona Baalochas Gedolos Baalochas Nicham Aveil Bika Cholim Ukfuas Meisim Baaboshalumim. V'divra Vatshuva Zeis Tmimim Ibenesh Divrei Baal Halochis Alumim. So I pointed out what alumim means. Sometimes it's enough. Some portion learns that it's big strength. That's not the issue over here. Alumim means very omok, and there's a bit of chnana like that, and a yad romans and hedrin. So the chayyim, that's his reference. He's saying rams tmimim. He doesn't get to the full depths of what he's talking about. Therefore, he assumes he takes kapshuta. He doesn't understand the profundity of what he's saying. If you're interested, okay. Rabbi Nachman of Sanhedrin, Chav Dalam and Aleph. Omer b'yimya b'machshakim b'machashavim hoshivani k'misei oilo ze Talmud Bavli bovel kloima tainim shaloi tzumim va'alumim with an ayin k'mayim amukim. Okay, the Adama is also like that there. And there's also Sefer Yosha in Shuvas Rabbeinu Tam Simon Sam. I wasn't going to talk about this if you're going to question it. Simon Samachay. Also the Kriyas Rabbeinu Chanan Nemonim Ma'avosinu Kadmoinim Alumim Utmunim.
Oh,
that means Alum and Ayin.
Alum is unknown, not necessarily.
Utmunim might it's Utmunim means hidden. They might be profound, but they're not on the surface. They might be profound, they might be amukim, whatever you want, but they're not tmimin. And that's what he means. That's what he's trying to say. And not like the the Radak in Tehillim that learns in Pei Tes Mem Vov that you may aluma, you may kleach. L'chayotayach and tmim have nothing to do with each other.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just saying, the Ramban's reference, that's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. You might just read it through. See, most people read the lines of Ramban as poetry. But, he's saying something, and he's mommy saying the pshat in the post, and they know he's saying like this. Okay, we say that. So that's the pshat. Okay? Then, v'divir rab b'tshuva zeis tmimim mipnei shedivir ba'aloch l'alumim. Oma Shemon Avosha Ho Elvo Ho Olum Mipnei Shemotze B'Yishaya Kisira Oroim V'Chisisoi Kiru Aichoshev Mitzvot Hamozoin U'Mitzvot Hamalbush Shtayim. We'll come back to that later. Two separate mitzvahs. There's Mitzvot Hamalbush and Mitzvot Hamozoin. Okay? Correct? He says Shtayim. Okay? If you look at the Rambam, he's trying to say over the Rambam, okay? But I challenge you to find the Rambam here in Sefer Mitzvos in any way in Sherish Aleph saying that they're two separate mitzvahs, okay? And I'll read you the quote, okay? And he says, if you accept the Rambam's interpretation that the reason why it's a mitzvah is because it's in the kosu bekabola, itaki is a svor and nifsedis. Okay? This svor nifsedes there's a question of what the Rambam means on the Rambam says the svor nifsedes. Kapach learns that it's a machshava shein on the chayna. I spoke to Rav Korach. He says it's not a machshona mutis, but the Pirush Miruli, the little tradition, lo yale ladas. It's something that you shouldn't, that an intelligent person shouldn't entertain such an option. Okay? That's what the Arabic means. And I spoke to someone else, and he told me, you know whether this is, you know, what's the Arabic, you can't understand from the Arabic what's a Torah, but Var Mishnah Torah B'Shikol Adas. Okay? The Seder. Let's not, but it's a Torah, correct? Ramas is the Tos. Okay? Ramas is the Tos. Now, the way it's presented, Hakosu B'Kabbalah, okay? So the way it's presented, you would say, because it's a post. So, you know, so we learn, you know, a different Kabbalah, so, you know, so, right? That's the point. If you look at the Rambam, that's not his point at all. The point in the Rambam is Takonah from the Vim. Because the Rambam says, the Omnom bi'alti l'cho, Zeh kidei shelo tachshon shemikol megillat b'nei shu tikun nevi'im nimne midraisa lefi she'ev midrabona v'av pi shu tikun Shlomo ben David u'beis dino. And this is, whole discussion is an extension of this. So it's a question of takonas nevi'im. And it's an expression of Mikum Megillah that it's a Takonis Nevi'im should be in Minyan. The question is, why Takonis Nevi'im? But it's not B'teiras. It's not a Tziva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Derech Nevuah. Because a Tziva Derech Nevuah, it's not, you know, there's no such thing, okay? And Adraba, if the Novi is telling you it's Sivu. The Ramban says in Shor Sheni that it's Sivu from Novi, since the Ein Eila Mitzvah Novi Ashoy Lechadish Boidovo, what the Novi is really expressing is the Mesorah Misinai. That, as the Gemara says in Tainis, Moshe Rabbeinu Loi, Yechezer Buzi Minayin, Elo Kach, Mesorah Ish V'Piyish, Abi Yechezkel, Yechezel Gomor, that this is the Messiah. But that's not an expression of it, because you don't say Tikkun Nevi'im. So you could have said that the reason why it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs is because the fact that it's in Kabbalah is a Raizoch that there was a Kabbalah Moshe Misinai. So that's a different Shtikul Teir. Okay? But that's not what he's saying. Okay? Even though the Lashon Apostle by Kabbalah is very strange, but the Ram Kli says it's Tikkun, correct? Tikkun Nevi'im. So you get the impression that Novi is the Chamayla in a Takona. It's Takona's Chom and Takona's Nevi'im. And Novi is the Chamayla in Takona. And maybe Ototola Takona's Novi. The same way Takonis Eiluvim from Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo being a Novi or Ruach HaKodesh, you know, depending on how you go in Rambam, I'm not getting involved in that. We spoke about this once, okay? Oh, that's the Melech. That's an amazing thing. That should be an increment. And that Emes the Sforz has said this, that the increment between the Takonis Novi, okay, but the Emes is Novi is Taka a Melech in the Mesela and in the Chachom. But it's not a reason to make it to a mitzvah. For example, if we look at the Rambam in Akdomah to Mishneh Torah, Ela b'chol dor v'dor, Reish Bezdin, who's Reish Bezdin? The Agnos and Sanhedrin, correct? O Novi, Shehoya b'oise hador, Chisol asmu zichon ha-shmurs, Sheshom v'b'oise, V'hu malamed al peh b'rabim. Or that the ganze Mesorah, if you look at the Rambam, maybe the first 20 deiris from into Boruch Beneria were Nevi'im. That Novi was Mekabel from another Novi. And that the Novi was the Rosh HaMesorah. And then with Ezra, there was a change of the guard, and the Mesorah went from Novi to Av Bezdin. And all the rest of them were Av Bezdin. And you look at the Rambam, it's Doch U Beis Dinon. So it's a Maila in Chochom, but that Maila should be in Nafkamina. In Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's the Sforz of Sedis. Okay, babe? Correct? Food. Omar Shemona Aboshtarumi Bene Shemotze B'Yishaya. Then going back into this Loshen again. Mipotze B'Yishaya Kisire Eirom Oroim V'Chisisoy Ki Ulai Choshav Mitzvah Samozen U'Mitzvah Samal V'Shtayim Mizeh HaKosu B'Kabol. Shtayim. Because you look at the Posig Yishaya, Perik Nun Ches Posig Zayin, Haloi Polois Luroe Lachmecho. So we're talking about Mozen to a person who's in need of Mozen. Vaniyim Merudim Tovi Bais, we'll have to see what that means, but at 8:30 there's no mention of the Rambam of that. Kisira Eirom Orim V'chisisoy V'besoch Altis Halim. So in this posik there are two separate things that are mentioned, and for some reason there's no, he skips over the discussion of Aniyim Rudim Tovi Abayis. We'll see about that maybe. And he says that it's two mitzvahs, Shtayim, correct? There's no such Rambam.
Okay.
There's no such Bahag, because the Bahag does not count this in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. So how the Ramban, what the Ramban is talking about, I have no clue where he got this from and what he's talking about, okay? Because he's not being masig here on the Rambam, he's quoting the Rambam. Okay? Whether he had a different text or what he had, I can't tell you. But I don't see Rambam. Okay? So there's a new shtickle teira. The fact that the Novi is mechalik in l'shtayim, although it should be a min. It should be two separate takonis and two separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. The kule tela. And no mention at all of the middle thing, v'aniyim mu'ud and tovi ba'is. You know, the truth is, if you want, I can give you a whole list of Takanos Nevi'im, and where Chazal talk about Takanos Nevi'im, just for short, you look at the Mom Psochem Kuf Yizayin on Aleph, it says, Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknum Bahalel, when they all are in Ayam. You look at the Mom Atayinus, the Chavov, Hiskinu, Nevi'im Rishonim, Etzim Ba'aba Mishmolais, the Mom Megillah Yizayin Rebeis, Mom Masnita, Tana may be asking the Cain of Abraham, Kama, Kama Nevi'im, Bechule. You know, there's what to go on this. Then you can say, Bova Bakama, Sheish Chayfepes, the Rajin, Luhu Nilu, Omdu Nevi'im, Shebeneim, Vitiknu Lehem, Shukurim Beshabbos, Umasikin. So there is such a thing as Takonis Nevi'im. But that should be enough to mean it. That's the increment, that's the Chuli Pella. Okay, right. You see, Yushalmi also has this in Brochus Perik Beis Halacha Dalet, Yushalmi in Eilvin, Perik Yim Halacha Tes, Monacham Rabbi Yehuda, Bishnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, Sheheim Et Takonis Nevi'im Elishayinim. Okay, no one's going to say, that's me, I miss it. See, the better way of learning this, I would have said, is not to say takona, but say that since it's the tzivui and novui, that the charai doth is a mesorah v'sinai, and doth is genug, to put him in your mitzvahs. That I would have accepted, and that's because of a Kabbalah, but there's no such Rambam. Okay? Peseda? And all the Ramban is really saying, he's not saying his own, Hakol Kmo Shekosav Alav Zal. It's a quote. When all the Ram says, okay, Umono Halboshes Arumim, Ki Mishemotze B'Yishaya, Ki Sire Oroi B'Chisiso, ולא יודע שנכנס תחת אומרוי די מחסור השייחס עלוי. כי עניין הציווי הזה שאין בוי סופק, שנאכיל הורעבים ונחת להוערים.
Okay.
It is true that the Rambam says shenachil ha-re'evim, okay, v'nechas ha-alumim, but he's not saying that that's the pshat and the bahag. He's just saying that goes into Dei Machsere, and the posik is a posik of Dei Machsere, correct? Or does the Dei Machsere she'yechsele? And the emes is, if you look at the Rambam, he's also quoting maybe even the other part of the pasuk Yishayah, because he says, "Ani yemud and tovi ba'bayis." What does it mean? What's tovi ba'bayis? Why are you bringing him to your house? For what purpose? For food? It just said to feed the raven. You're feeding him. You're bringing him to the house for lodging. Okay, so then let me continue reading the Rambam. Shekos v'rav v'nitein matzah l'mi she'en lo matzah v'chisl l'mi she'en lo kisl. That means it's the lodging and giving them what to and bedding and a place to sleep. And maybe the Rambam is quoting the whole thing, the whole posse in Dei Machsor Sheyechsor. And that's the Ram is saying, the Ram is like this. The Omnom, Midrabono, the Afishu, Tikun Shlomo, Ben David, Ubeis Dinoi, Vizneseo, Shanel, Mizulaseno, Omona, Boshes Arumim, Mamish Peters Takono, Kivit Shemotze, Vishaye, Kisere, Ero, Oro, and Vichisis, and Loyodish, and Nichna Tachas, Omo de Masur Shesel, Kinin, and Siva is there, Shane Boy Sophic. Shenachil or Avim and the Chasa or Uminitain, Matza Lemishain Loy Matza, Vikisui, Lemishain Loy Kisui, Venasi Aponui, Shain Loy Cholos Loy Nose. That's all Dei Machsere. That's nothing to do Lachera with the Posek in Yishaya.
But is it possible he understood that's the mistake, that the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that there was a mistake made because the Bahag didn't understand the meaning of Dei Machsoro sufficiently.
Okay.
So he read a pasuk in Yeshaya and he said, oh, there's something new in Yeshaya that I don't have in Dei Machsoro.
Correct. 100%. But the question is, what is the mitzvah? It's a separate mitzvah. And how many mitzvahs are there?
So it's a new mitzvah. So it says Malbush. It says this. So he's counting it separately.
Something. That's all very nice. But if you open up what he does when he talks about at the beginning, and he says, well, what is he moine? When he says, what is he moine? He only says that he's moine. What does he say? V'nelem is osein umon avos arumim.
And if you look at the minyan, now, if you want to claim that Ramban made your mistake, it's difficult to imagine. But if you look at the Bahag, he's only moine avos arumim in his minyan. You can open it up. And the Ram only says about the minyan of Boshtarumim. He does quote in this whole thing that's true, but he doesn't say it's a mitzvah. And the Bahag, how could you say, if you open up the Bahag and you see it's not there, to say it is there? And claim that the Bahag's making a mistake about it. Okay? That's the point. Okay, next. Now, b'chein nichum aveilu, we'll just continue on, but we're going to see the Ramban back and forth to see how far we get.
It's not possible that he's basically saying that
everything's possible, yeah, according to that shot.
No, he's only talking about that Habashas Arumim because the Bahag didn't understand that from Dei Machsoro.
Okay.
And then he says, and therefore he brought it from Yeshayahu, where it says, Beferish, not that the.
Okay, but
for everything was. I mean, the Bahag couldn't completely disregard They must say, right? Maybe,
what's
I don't
say,
know.
What's say, what's say, what's say. I don't know. You're trying to tell me how the Bahaglans, they must
no, no,
say.
No, but
what are you trying to do?
No, how the Rambam understood what the Bahag was doing.
Yeah. Because he says it goes with Deimach Seir.
He says, the wrong thing saying, I don't understand. Well, I mean, why should you count Babasharum? Lahur, that's in Deimach Seir, right? Maybe you found it in there, but if basically that's Deimach Seir.
Right. Right.
So why are you counting it again?
100%.
Okay.
That's all he said. I didn't say anything more or less than that. Yeah, but the question is, did he count it twice or once? The Bahag.
Well, it seems that the Rambam certainly has said he counted it twice. Or no, once. I mean, counted it once because he, for some reason, he didn't want to include it in Dei Machzor, which I don't understand
why. The Bahag counts it once. The Rambam claims the Rambam says that he counted it twice. That was one.
Yeah, okay.
And I claim there's no such Bahag and there's no such Rambam. That's all I said. Correct? Is that fair? I think it's fair. I don't know.
No, maybe. No, I could understand it differently. Could understand that he understood the
who's
the,
he?
The Bahag.
Yeah.
According to the way the Ramban is quoting the Rambam, that he wants to say that he understood Mozon as different from Malbush.
Correct. How many mitzvahs are there?
Two.
But according, no, you open up the Rambam, the Rambam never said it. And if you open up the Minyan of the Bahag never said it. So how can you accuse the Rambam of doing something like that?
No,
or the Bahag of doing it.
Giving
that question.
Feeding him, the Bahag doesn't mention it at all?
No, that's the point.
Okay.
I said you open what? We can sit and read. I'll read them to you. Okay? Lamed Beis, Leches Bedrochov, Lamed Gimel, Lahal B'Shaumim, Lamed Dalet, Likvo Mesim, Lamed Hei, Lenachem Avelim, Lamed Vov, Levach Biko Cholim, Lamed Zayin v'Ava Sholim v'Tzadik Emes. I can continue. Lamed Ches Lilmoy Lamed Tes Ulamay. I can go on and on. We have. We'll see. Okay. To say that's the Bahag, correct? You want to go?
No.
Okay. Good. Oh, doesn't us. That's all I'm talking about. There's no such Bahag. There's no such Rambam. Okay. And the Ramban claims that he's taught in the Rambam and saying that. That's more my point. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay? That's the point, correct? B'chein, Nicham Avelim, Nicham Avelim, U'bikachot, the next Ramban, okay? B'chein, Nicham Avelim, U'bikachot, and he's quoting the Ram again. Omar, the Ram says that he's calling Ram Mitzvah Beis now. Okay. Shemono Isa Mitzvah from the Atom Ibn Eish, Shehein Nidrosha Is B'Talmud. Where? In Bob Mitzvah, Laman Omer Beis. Ashe Yechobo Ze Biko Chilim, B'Shom Hikshu, Hayra Gimel Es Chsodim, Ve'eshivu Lo Yitzricha Da'afilu B'Ben Giloi. B'chein Doroshu Bo Zukvura, V'ikshu ha'ayin ha'gimim l'schsod, v'yishivu v'yitzrichet, afu zokhul v'yin ha'bichvoyda. So it means that since they're not gemines, and they have separate dinim, so maybe they said, they're all to the separate misses. Okay? V'chshu v'sagav avzeh b'ikah ha'sheni, Tshuva oikeres ikrim gidoilim. See, here's a play on words. You see? I'm not getting involved in this. There's a question of the Arabic. Okay, I'm not trying to pronounce it. Al Tzadi Lamed. What the translation is. Okay? The general translation we have is Shurish. Okay? And it could be Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam in Ma'aseh Nisim also subscribes to that. He talks about Anofim. Okay, we'll have to see. That's not really, I have what to say on that, but that's not for us now. Okay? The Ramban's translation is Ikr. So therefore he talks about Shuashim as Ikrim, and he says, when he's making a pun on it, he says, Oikeres Ikrim Gedolim. You wouldn't say Shiloshim Gedolim, okay?
Kappach claims that it's klal. The truth is, an Arabist will know that all translations are possible. And at some time, you know, I did a lot of work on it this week, but I don't want to talk about this now. What might be the translation, what are the difference in what it means, but this is what the Ramban is presenting, okay? Misa'efes pe'eleis gavoyeis, oi oser anilis vakech bohen bezaberet. This is Sheirish Beis. Sheirish Beis, the Ram says that drosh is not minyan mitzvahs, and the Ramban says that that Sheirish is a disaster. Okay? And that we can talk about also, but that's not the gate now. And that's his point, correct? And he's speaking a very harsh language about it, correct? Okay. So the Ram saying that since it's not pshutah shel mikra, it's only drosh, it's not minyan mitzvahs. And the Ramban's ready to say that a drosh could be minyan mitzvahs, and that's what he's claiming the Bahag is saying, correct? And that's the issue in Cherishim. But it doesn't do what we're talking about now, because we're doing Cherish Rishon. He's quoting this part the Ramban quotes in Cherishim. I mean, the Ram quotes the Cherishani, he's having polemics with him now in very short terse form. Okay, next. Aval Baal Halochis, now he does something, okay. Baal Halochis Heitzion Lemitzis Ho'elu Mevolachto Bidrochov Shehi Mitzis Hasei Be'emes. Okay. I don't know what Be'emes exactly means over here, but there's a mitzvah say, okay. So it means kosa v'leches b'drochu v'lehal b'shalumim, and the emes is, the problem is the Ramban himself, when he quotes the Bahag, does not quote machel re'evim, because he's quoting the Ram. He's quoting it, correct? When I quoted before, he's quoting it here. Okay, so, you know, it's cool to tell it, you know. The Ramban's claiming the Ram saying it. I don't know if it doesn't, I don't see it in the Rambam. And you want to claim the Bahag said it, so maybe I'll say, oh, look at the Bahag. Oh, but the Ramban also quotes the Bahag. Correct? Now, but he does an amazing thing. He learns that it's not Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, I was quoting for Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. He learns Loleches Bidrochov colon. Okay? So that is amazing, okay? That's amazing, okay? You know, the amazing thing is, according to our Gisa, it's not so amazing, because you can say Lahalvish Arumim, colon, colon, lahalvashahumim. Okay? That's okay. But if you put a vav, which is not in the Bahag that we have, but the Ramban quotes the Bahag, and to quote the Bahag the way it's in front of us, and to say that it's not a separate mitzvah, but the Bahag learning everything, lechem b'drochov, is an amazing, amazing feat. Okay? You have to see the words, you know. It's such an amazing feat what he did. But it's not in the Bahag, okay? That we have. It could be in his Bahag, it was there. But if you have such a Vav, it's very difficult to imagine that, whatever, okay? Say that. That's what we have, okay? Umitzvah achas hein. Okay? V'zemi masha omu v'gmo seita omu v'chamo v'chanino May Dichsiv Akhe Shemalokechem Telechu, Tehevshul Odu Lechas Akha Kodeshboku, Elma Kodeshboku Mamashahumim, Af Ato Hilbashta Arumim. Ma Kodeshboku Makab Mibakachuru Af Ato Bakir Choyum. Okay? Ma kodesh boch ukoy b'meisim af ato tikva meisim. Ma kodesh boch unachim abeilim af ato menachim tenachim abeilim. Okay, say that.
Mikan hoitzi oisano moral mitzvah. So it's nothing to do with Yeshaya. It's part of Leches Bedrocho. And it's not a separate mitzvah. It's a kolon. And it's nothing to do with the Gemara in... and what is quoted as that the Bahag is taking it from the Gemara Metzia is a mistake. Because the Gemara Metzia is a shtickle term Gemilas Chesed. And he's learning in the Bahag that it's Lech the Bedrocho. Okay? Correct? So that's the story. It's not a separate mitzvah, Shalom Yisrael. And it's not clear that this should happen because, you know, okay, Poseidon. That is what he presents. It's a little odd, but that's what he presents in Bahag. Al-Bahag was seen. Let's go back again. Mitzvah Elu, Mitzvah Sei, Be'er Mishakosa, Lechaz Bogal Abba Shalomim, Mitzvah Achasein B'chulei, Vanir B'chol Zer. And what is the Ramban's approach? Shekol Elu Gemilas Chasodim Heim. See, he takes the Gemara Bab Mitzvah literally and puts in Gemilas Chesed. But it's not separate Mitzvah, it's B'chal, the general Mitzvah Gemilas Chesed. Or B'chal B'Achtalecha Kamoicha. But it's not pshat in the Bahag, it's what the Ramban would say. Correct? Because it's not a Chamon Noish Kelim, as we saw in his Hagdom. Correct? He said he's ready to look it. V'chol sh'nisrav v'gmilis chesed v'zok v'mil v'fichvod v'ben giloi מאיזה מוכם שישרה בה כל מצווה אחת היא לגמור חסד עם האח. That's the mitzvah is. So, what comes out is according to the Bahad, the Gemara Bava Metzia is a shtickle teire v'lach de bedrocho, and according to the Ramban, it's a shtickle teire v'lach v'lach v'kamoicho. Then, okay, and there's a lot that I'm skipping over. We'll come back to everything. I'm believing that though. Then he says like this: Ufidati oid. Okay. He's Ufidati oid. See, even if you accept the Bahag, that you can look at the Mobo Metzia as a separate phenomenon, and it's not a shtickle Torah, as he's trying to interpret the Ramban in the Bahag. And it's not a shtickel teira in the after lacha kamoicha, okay, but it's separate, correct? And so maybe because of that, it should be a minyan of mitzvahs. So he does an amazing thing. I like to focus on this. There's an amazing thing going on here. Everything else is also amazing, but I just wanted to focus on this now. We'll come back, okay? We'll feed that the old. So there's another reason why this is not the proper approach. But it's here, it's our song on the Halachas Gedolos, that you can't pull out from the Mobile Metzia. Okay? Correct? Why? He ain't going limnois shum mitzvah mishum ashoras Yisroel lemoishe. Basically, what's happening over here? Yisro is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara Bava Metzia is darshening it. Can you darshen Yisro speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu and seriously counting minyan mitzvahs? There's an amazing thing going on over here. Beilo idia oisam Yisro v'lidlo yishlehem. Okay. Kedei, then he continues talking about it. Okay. So first, before we go on, she was reason made on Mrs. Tomin, Kidei Lishakin, 1 second, Atolat Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu Be'elu, Loidia Oisam Yisrael, Vulidroish, Lohem, she was reason Be'elu, her mitzvahs, they are mitzvahs, And Yitzchok refers to them as mitzvahs. Tamid should be all the time. Kidei l'shakim b'neim avo v'acho sholem v'reis. Ki b'kach yismato talemais. V'adinim b'neim v'lo yitzalchu l'mishpot b'choleis. V'ze me'atzosa elo. Okay? So first of all, it's an eitzah. Okay? It's an eitzah. It's an eitzah from Yisrael. And it's an eitzah to a mayit haremis. Bein anoshim, bahasmodes b'mitzvah shehin chesed. People be involved. There's another reason to be involved in mitzvah chesed. Okay? It will train people not to be makpid on their friends and to run to a dintera every month they can don't. Everyone whose mind focus is not focused on himself, but is focused on his friend, the Hasmid Behen Tomid, that will keep them away from Besdin. Okay? That's his Eitzah. Bilam's Eitzah. I mean, Yisra's Eitzah, correct? Yisra's Eitzah, correct? So when you have empathy and you act with other people and you live your empathy, you'll be okay with your friends. And then he adds, look at this, and he just says everything's really an Eitzah. And there are two things. One is to mamayit the dinei Torah, lodia oisam v'Yisrael. Rigor shalem shiur zrizim be'elu hamitzvah tamid. To spend your life involved in this. Kidei l'shakein b'neihem ahavo v'achvo sholom v'reus. Ki b'kach yismatu b'kach. Ki b'kach yismatu ataloimus. Okay? So, he basically, you know, you remember this expression, Avo v'acho sholom v'reus? It's mamash from Sheva Brachos, right? Correct? So, basically, you know, in between the lines, not doing anything, he's giving hadrocha for chosen kala, kilu, what's the best way of making sure that a marriage is successful? To be constantly involved, that there should be talumis and dos, it's constantly involved doing chesed for the other person. Mom, you should know, oh, that's what he's saying. You know, see, if you don't read it carefully, l'shake b'neim, where did he get this expression from? Avo v'acha sholom v'reus. Correct? Isn't that amazing? Okay. But if you wouldn't have, you know, you could have missed it, okay? Okay. Ki b'kach yisma'atu hataroimais v'adini b'neim v'lo yitztachu l'mishpotin b'chleis. Okay, what happened? Yisrael finds Moshe Rabbeinu being done mi'bokad erev. She says, how's the chai, Moshe Rabbeinu? Let's have some ideas of how we're going to make life easier for you, okay? Give them an ashola that they should be involved constantly in chesed in order to, correct? In order they should. Then he says, v'zeh me'atzosa, and then he goes further, it's a love. It's not to Klal Yisrael. It's Yisrael. Okay? And it's only an eitzah. It's not a tzivui. Mitzvah tzivuyim. There's no tzivuy. And I'll tell you even something else. If you remember, we pointed out that Ramban's opinion is you don't need Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu for minyan mitzvahs, because he says that the mitzvah we said in Shmi, the mitzvah to Aaron was said to Aaron. It was said to Aaron. So he says, you see, you can have a mitzvah which was not said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So you don't need Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Ramban, for mitzvahs. But you certainly need Nevuah. I don't know if you need Yisrael, he doesn't get involved in that. But you need Tzivui, and you need more than that. And this mamish misses everything, correct? They could have said, no, so I'm just going to say, I could have thrown in that it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't do that. Because the Ramban's opinion, the Ramban's ready to accept it. Some mitzvahs weren't said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was said to Av.
You need a kashrut, right?
So that's nevuah, correct? But you see, I'll tell you something. The Ram has, I'm not getting by, I'm sorry, sensitive. The Ram says, he says that Taylor, he talks about Anovi Mumus Olam, okay? Or let's say Bilam or something. Or what would happen, you know, if a Novi would come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mumus Olam and tell a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? So, there's no mitzvah from Eilat Tishmon, because Kamoicha, after Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever it is, but can you imagine such a thing? Okay? So I'm just telling you, you need Nevuah certainly. I don't know if you need Yisrael, I'm not getting involved in that. You need Nevuah. You need a Tzivui, and you need to Kai Yisrael. And this was an Eitzah without Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, okay, now, there's a lot of things. Then he goes on. Let me just, there's mamash, a belt going on over here. That's why I got so excited about this and decided to focus on this. I'll get back to everything, but it's mamash an amazing thing. And that's a reason, okay, that's a reason that it shouldn't be a minyan mitzvah. Okay? And we'll see later, the amazing, amazing thing is, the Reyem quotes the Gemara Metzia in his minyan mitzvah. Say for your name, we'll get to that if we get to it this evening. I hope so. But that, you know, but you see, this is where the Ramban's coming from. But he's telling you, you'll see as we get to it, he's telling you something, you know, very profound about what Drosh is all about. And I want to share that with you if I get to it, okay? But that's what's happening over here. Which, even if it's a bona fide Drosh in Chazal, okay? But it just can't be me and a missus. Now, let's go on. Now, I mentioned all these things in the Vuos Arain that the Ramban says, when they stay parshas b'teira, v'hem mitzvot rabbi, v'lo nemu l'moshe b'sinei, el aranem v'lo b'sinei. The Ramban, earlier in the Shoresh, parshas tu'eyayin, or parshas b'shmor eskuna, levi, or matonis k'mat eskuna, or chosh lo yitziyam menachesh menazen, nem nebchal tayar mitzvot. So you don't need the Vuos Moshe, but okay, the same. He calls them Eloh Mitzvahs, and I'll read you a few Rambans, and I want to take shot from what the Ramban is saying. It's an amazing thing. The Ramban Sherish Aleph, Avo Ha'alocha, I think we learned this already, let's still give you it. Avo Ha'alocha, L'moshe Misinai, Ki, K'moshe Dorshu, Teireis, Shtei Teireis, Acha Shebiksav, V'acha Shebalpeh. Teir Shebalpeh, is also called Teire. So the Ramban limit Teire Tzibol Al Moshe as the Raman Agdomo Teire to Teire Shebiksav. And the Ramban stressing that Hein Teire Shebiksav the Hein Teire Shebalpeh are Teire. Okay? Stay Teiris. Then in Sherish Beis I'm going to read to you the following and I'm going to try to put everything together. V'ulai Sherish Beis I'm reading from Ramban Sherish Beis. V'ulai Yizbo she'adin ha'nidrish b'midim in ha'midis. He's trying to explain the Rambam. Im he'yoyis emes, no one's denying the amitas ha'dvorim. Avo ein lo'y remes b'kosi. V'lo'y nichtav ha'mikro el l'pshutoy. V'lo'y hoitzi mimenu ha'din. Or that the posik wasn't given for this din. It's a drasha. It's nothing to do with the pasuk. The drasha is a way to be motzi the din, but it's nothing to do with the pasuk. You see what he does? V'lohitzi mimenu adin. He says, el l'pshuta. V'lohitzi mimenu adin ahu. V'hari hu nikra drabonon. That's why it's called drabonon, but it really is emes and it's a draisa. U'kishe nishma oisem oimim, shu midraisa, o shiyoimu, shu guf teira. If the Chacham is there, say deraisa, it means mibnei shehu noida mekabola. Then it's a pirush of a kubul. I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, let me chat and pause. Okay, we talked about this. Shamidas kulan etzlam kedov mufurish batera. So this is a whole new approach. What a drush is. Does it become pshat and posik? Vidoshin oisam midatom. The nidrish in midas hater is mufurish mikra. And then the Ramban says later on in Sherish Beis, v'nerav tola har noifel, Hazeh b'chut ha-sa'ara.
Okay, say it, very nice poetry.
Okay. Oma ho'iko ashe ho'ilonu boy aleyem ha-sholem v'hu omom ein mikadosh le-pshutoy v'yoyis loshan ha-talm b'chapis b'chol mokal v'yoyim gufe deko b'mayim mishtoye z'izlurin pshuto shal mikrin droshes achol ufet misaydina. Pshuto shal mikrin mitzvus and droshes ha-andresh and that mitzvus. It can't be minyan mitzvahs. Sokta Ramban, v'chas v'sholom, ki ha-midroshim kulom, b'inyan ha-mitzvahs, ein bohem mikro yetzi b'idei pshuto. There's no stira to the drosha in ein mikro yetzi b'idei pshuto. Ela kulom Biloshon hakosuv nichlolim, afapi shehei marvim behem biribuyim. So the drosha tindarayim is including pshat in posuk. Amazing thing. Ki ein of skipping over, ki ein of mochubun el shlo yotziu oisay mipashtei legamrei. You shouldn't say that pshat nei mikriyos pshutei. It's not in ganzen mufka with the drosha. Who mamor me mikro shushuta loy omu in mikro shusha. Abo ein, they didn't say ein mikro el kipshuta. Abo yesh lanu midrosha im pshuta. Beinu yoytze midei kol echod mehem. Abo yizbo hakosu vesakol. Everything goes into pshat. It's a whole new approach. V'yiyu shneem emes. So oiva Zogt Ramban, heyot she droshes, atere, and they're also pshat and posik, and they're not mafkim with the pshutai. If the pshutai is asatz yisrei, you can't call it a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs at the time of Ramban. You can't have a drosha. The question is, do you look at droshes as a separate entity, and you can make droshes and ma'aber mitzvahs independent of pshuto shel mikra? And you look at teresh ha'bal peh and teresh ha'b'ksav, you can call them terah, or are they two separate meseres? Or no, that the teresh ha'bal peh, the droshes, are in the teresh ha'b'ksav. And with the drashas, we understand a greater understanding of Pshuto Shel Mikra, and also goes into Pshuto. If you accept that, so Ramban says that it's impossible to imagine that one should include Atzas Yisrael, in the Inamitzis, because in Pshuto Shel Mikra it ain't there. That's the title. That's an amazing thing. And then it means, we'll see, okay. Then it means that if the Reim comes and disagrees with this, as we'll see, has a whole different approach to the relationship between Droshes and Pesukim. Okay? Okay, we'll see about that. Now, okay, good to say that. Now, I'm going to go back. Well, we're probably not going to finish this thing this week. Okay? This
by itself, I didn't want, I was so excited, I didn't want to, there's a lot left to come back to, but I want to,
This is like an amazing observation. What, if someone asks you, what is the relationship between Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alpeh? True, Shneim Teres, the Monium. The question is, the Teresh B'Ksav, the Teresh B'Alpeh becomes the Pshat, also is included in the Pshat. What's the cool in the Pshat? It can't be still the Pshat Shal Mikra. They can't make it a mitzvah. The Odosh didn't come back. Derech Agav, before we go on, the Ramban is adding something over here before we go on to what he says in Chumash. And he says, V'yitztafu mishpotim b'chleis, v'zeh me'atzasso eilo, v'gam, he says v'gam because there's other eitzes in the Pasuk. And that's the Gemara B'Metzia is only telling you eitzes. Because the Gemara B'Metzia is v'gam, kol ha'om al mekomo yobo b'sholoim, Yobo Bisholon, Kmoshi is here, Vodatulahem, Zu Beis Chayehem. Upirushoi, Shilamdu Umnois. You should have a profession. Contrary to popular appeal, just a Gemara. I'm not trying to know. Just a Gemara profession. What's the purpose? Umnois Yichyu Mimeno. Kibo gamkein yismatu hagizelois vadim. One way of bimekel is poshet to show empathy and to be involved in the chesed. And another way to mekel is have a panosa. If you have a panosa, you're not always trying to see how you can get money out from your friend and how you can steal from him. People who don't have a profession are. That's an eitzah to be a gazlan. Because how else are you going to live? The Aimi, and he says, and if you're going to count all the eitzahs as a mitzvah, the Aimi, shiovi zeh b'cheshbon mitzvahs. Okay? Correct? Now, I just want to say one thing. If you wanted, if you want to disagree with Rambam, because I'm saying, I don't know how far I'm going to pick this up next week. Can I just... I just want to read... Let me read to the list again and just tell you what you think. The list of the Bahag. L'dabek b'ashem l'lechet b'drocho l'halbash arumim l'kvor meisim l'nachem aveilim b'iko choylim v'avas sholoim. But Tzedek Emes, where's it coming from? I'll call Makomo Yomo B'Sholim. So, is he quoting the Gemara? And is he quoting a Minyan HaMitzvahs? Which Ramban says no one would have said this thing. The question is, what is he talking about here? This Bahan, okay? That's an aside, okay? I just want to tell you one thing. If you look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban al HaTorah flips the whole thing around. And it's beyond the proof. If you want, you tell me, I'll go through Ramban's after the next and explain to you what's happening. He's learning the Azhoras Yisrael in Pshuta Shemikra is to be mazir them, to mazir Moshe Rabbeinu, should be mazir them. In Teira mitzvahs, and Einshin, okay? Because being mazer them in Teira mitzvahs and Einshin, okay? Okay? Because not that the Rimisma, it's nothing to do, you see, according to the way the Ramban is learning in Hasogas, it's an Eitzah that there'll be less Dinei Teira. The way the Ramban, Pshuto Shel Mikra, is not learning it's an Eitzah in my Dinei Teira. But to be mazer them very much in Teira mitzvahs in their ancient. And why is she mazer very much in their ancient? I'll show you Rambans, but it's beyond the purpose if you want to say it, because there are Rambans in various places that the derech of a shofet is to be mekel in the ancient, to be merachet. So if it's going to come to din, and you're going to have a lot of dayon around, the deterrent won't be there.
So you have to be mazer them. He wants them to be dayon miriam, but the deterrent won't be there. So he's telling them to be mazer them in oinshu.
Okay.
And I can show you the Rambans, in Dvorim will see that it's okay. So if that's correct, okay, before the way the Ramban's learning in Hasogis, the Gemara Metzia is a drosha and goes into Pshuta Shel Mikra as an Eitzah to be Mekel, there shouldn't be Diniteira. Okay? According to Ramban Al Teira, it can only be a smachta, because it can't fit in Pshuta Shel Mikra. You can't, if your purpose is that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mazir in mitzvahs in Oinshim and tell the chayma of it, okay, that they should be careful. Okay. So how do you dash it from that kinyus chesed and bikachilim and nichavelim abushi? You can't do such a thing. So the whole thing must be an asmachta, because the Ramban's definition that droshes have to be pshuta shel mikra afterwards, and you can't move such a thing in pshuta shel mikra. So according to Ramban and the Torah, the whole discussion it doesn't exist. Okay. It's only in Sefer Mitzvahs he's ready to accept that this goes into Pshuto Shel Mikra. He's ready to have this discussion back and forth. Okay? And if you want, I can show you the Ramban Zalatayr. Okay. And that, I think I'll close that for this week now. You let me know what you want to do for next week. Is this time okay? It could be earlier. Whatever it is, it will be Zayin B'Seder, okay?